can penetrate anything and anyone.
The juice is loose. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show.
31% eat the tip.
I can't wait to eat you.
Certainly not.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast.
And if you want to ruin Minneapolis, go ahead. I don't care.
It's for you.
Oh, how do you know it's a Saturday?
Yeah,
what are you, my dog?
Yeah, brilliant.
Rocket Club, according to your dogs, this Saturday...
They're going to show up on Wednesday, and I'm going to be proven correct.
Yep. The Ames Theater.
Dumbasses don't
Son
even know
what
day it
is.
What day is
it? Oh, they're gonna, man. They're going to wake you up on...
lick my privates.
Oh.
You're listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on.
Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. You guys do a hell of a job. Thank you. We appreciate it very much.
Even Chuck said.
Chuck said it doesn't necessarily mean it's fact.
Good old Chuck.
Yeah, good old Chuck.
It's for you.
The real one. All right, I got one.
Sing it
this
with
is
me,
for
everybody.
Travis King.
Sing it with me.
Twitter, ready? Seahawk 1003. Here you go.
Turn around.
Wobby.
Every now and then Wobby, I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Touch it.
Every now and then I get a little bit
greased up.
No, and jeez.
Turn around, Wobby.
Every now and then P.A. gets right behind me and he whispers in my ear.
Are you horny,
Wobby? Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, Wobby.
Every now and then something falls out.
I'm so sexual.
Turn around, and I get pink socks. I get pink socks, and I need you now tonight. It's a complete mess behind me.
Well, Smitty, one of the benefits of collecting a whole bunch of Power Trip audio over the years is that there is literally a song for every occasion. We decided to do the Eclipse Show today in honor of the upcoming eclipse. So, of course, the Power Trip at one point had sung a parody song, Total Eclipse of the Wobby, tugging at the heartstrings here.
It sure is. I can't believe it's Eclipse Week already, and I'll admit, if I heard that song before, I admit I forgot about that one.
It's a classic. It's a classic. And I think the Power Trip's a lot like The Simpsons. At some point, they have covered every single topic imaginable. So it's just a matter of whether or not I have access to the audio. So, but yes, this is the big Eclipse Show. So we've got the eclipse coming up on Monday. Smitty, are you doing anything special for the eclipse? You're just going to kind of enjoy the partial darkness? Because I don't think you're in totality.
Nope, we are not. And actually, when the eclipse happens, I'll be in Washington, D.C., me and Smitty Jr. are going for a little trip out there. And so we'll have the special glasses so we can look up and see it. But we're I think instead of 75%, we'll be at more like 85%. So it'll get a little dark, but I think that's about it.
Well, that's a nice upgrade. Yeah, we got spoiled last time because my house was in totality last time. And so it was kind of cool. This time, yeah, I think we're like 78% or something like that. So won't be quite as dramatic, but still should be interesting. And of course, later, we're going to revisit one of the very first things Zach ever did on the Power Trip is attending the eclipse. So that's coming up later. As we record this, couple notes about our recording tonight. Number one, I apologize if my mic is echoing a little bit. I'm in Studio B at my house instead of Studio A, which is currently occupied by my son, and he has full domain tonight. So I'm in Studio B and apologize if there's a little bit of an echo. And number two, because you're going to Washington, D.C., we're actually recording this Thursday night. And the beauty of that is we can give a patented Bets and Quotes live score update, ladies and gentlemen. We have not been able to do that for a while. Sorry to say, our Minnesota Wild are trailing 2-1 to the Colorado Avalanche at the first intermission. But, God, it feels good to give a live score update.
It does. It's just too bad that it's not a good update, and the mathematical odds are getting lower and lower and lower as we watch.
Absolutely. They were 30-1 to just make the playoffs entering this game. I don't think a loss is going to help that. You know, we could, do the post game for the Twins, but that news isn't any better. So sorry, Lou, if you're listening out there, that wasn't a good result either. All right, well, we got a lot to get to tonight. Speaking of baseball, Survivor Baseball has kicked off. Our little league is off and running. We nearly lost, like, most of the league week one, Smitty, including you and me, because we both needed the Mariners to win late on Saturday night. They were down 3-1 entering the bottom of the 10th and somehow scored three runs to rally you and I advance. Did you love the drama? Were you following along?
Well, of course I was. Life is better with money on the line. So I was up late on a Sunday night sweating the extra innings in Seattle. So that was fun, and I'm glad I survived and I can live to see another week.
See another week. Yeah, we lost like 40% of the league. It was very, if the Mariners had lost, it would have been 60. It was a crazy first week and a nice introduction to Survivor Baseball for everyone. And our fantasy hockey playoffs are going on right now as well. We are in the semifinals with our Patreon league. I don't really have a live score update, except I know that I'm currently losing, but it's close. I'm sure I haven't checked Josephine's score, but I'm sure she is just destroying it on the other side of the bracket. So finals next week. Can you believe it, Smitty? We are the NHL playoffs are right around the corner, which means the next show is going to be hashtag bet the road team.
And I'm assuming you're going to have a TikTok to celebrate that one.
You're damn right. That's I said at the time of my last one, that might be my next one. And I think that's going to hold. So, yeah, we're excited about that and playoff hockey and playoff basketball is also right around the corner. That starts April 20th as well. Obviously, your Minnesota Timberwolves will be a part of that, potentially as the number one seed. We are going to do a Patreon happy hour during the playoffs. We'll figure out exactly which date will work. But yeah, we got to do a Wolves Patreon happy hour. And we got to play Stump the Smitty again, because that was a lot of fun, a fun way to give away bet slips.
That sounds good. I'm always game to try to get stumped. And I feel confident after my past performance. I just got to try to come strong again.
Beautiful. All right. Well, yeah, we'll give away some bet slips and hang out and hopefully watch a Minnesota Timberwolves playoff victory. That would be beautiful. All right. And speaking of bets, let's get to them.
Parker Bodge.
All right. Just a couple bets to worry about this week. Meat Sauce, staying true to form, he's sort of on the anti-Twins bandwagon with their lack of spending money. The over-under for Twins wins is 86.5, so of course Sauce took the under versus Nacho Lieber and the over for just $100 for a season-long bet. I was hoping they'd maybe bump that up a little bit, but, you know, we'll take it. We'll take it. It's nice to have those season-long bets, and that'll probably be pretty close. You know, that'll definitely go into September, I'm sure, before that thing's resolved. Smitty, if you had to be right, 86.5, over or under?
It's, like you said, it's a good line, and I tell you what, when Royce Lewis goes down in game one and could potentially be out for quite a while, that certainly pushes me toward the under. I want to be an optimist, but you got to be real with something like that.
Yeah, and their hitting just has not been there at all through the first few games. Of course, I know the hitting will come around. It's a long season, all the cliches. But yeah, I would slightly lean the under as well. We'll see if Sauce can take some of that Lieber money. The other one that's going on, of course, is the core versus four. Very interesting one this year, just because of the way everything fell and a lot of the favorites won in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight. So everybody's got UConn left. So Corey's got the other three teams. But of course, it's UConn and they're -200 versus the field. So really, everybody is at the advantage. It's going to be a clean sweep either way. Either Corey wins 300 or he loses 300. So should be interesting. I cannot see UConn losing in the semis at all. So probably will come down to the finals, core versus the field for a $600 swing, 300 up to 300 down. And of course, I did the bets versus four. You guys did better than the people in the core versus four, because all you took UConn and everybody but one person took Purdue. So most of you have Purdue and UConn versus me, including you, Smitty. So you're sitting pretty good. You've got you could clinch this thing on Saturday.
Yeah, it's possible. I like my chances in both of those games. So I think you and Corey might be in a little bit of trouble.
I think we might be. So, but that's the risk you take. And again, like we mentioned on the last show, this is this is the ultimate selling point for the core versus four, bets versus four, is that even in a year where it looked like, well, it could be pretty wide open, the chalk might just come in and everybody cashes tickets. So good reason to always put money on the line. That will do it for the bets update. Let's get to those quotes.
And now it's time for the quotes of the week.
I'd let Brett Favre be on me.
Sure. Ted Bundy's been to the Rose Bowl more recently than the Gophers.
Because it's hard to bang and play it at the same time.
Bang and lung darts, whale.
All right, for our three quotes this week, we've got three different contributors coming in at number three. Our buddy Chris Hockey with that. Actually, this was a quote just from Wednesday's show. They were talking about the dogs, Corey's dogs being able to tell what day it was. And Chris Hockey had some evidence that that might be true.
Dogs can tell the difference between the weekend and the week, yes.
Well, listen, science might be backing her up.
Oh, great. That's the last thing she needs. She doesn't need any more wins.
Well, she took one big owl about 10 years ago.
Oh. That is a very brilliant line by Mr. Hockey. I gut laughed when I heard that one.
Yeah, and Corey's a good sport about it. I think he realizes, like myself and a lot of us, we outkicked our coverage there.
Yes, lots of ladies took L's in the last couple of decades.
Speaking of which, I'm getting a little ahead of myself talking about Vegas, but I'm glad to announce that Mrs. Oom and I will be celebrating our honeymoon in Las Vegas in just 1 week, so we're excited about that.
That is fantastic and long overdue. I mean, you guys were due for a honeymoon, and I am very excited that you're going to be spending it in the beautiful city of Las Vegas.
Yep, we can't wait. But before we get to talking about Vegas, of course, we got to get back to the quotes of the week. Coming in, my number two quote of the week. Earlier during the show, there was a little bit of distraction. You could tell that Max was otherwise occupied by something, and he let us know that this happened.
Hockey just let out a fart with so much bass. I think Dr. Dre produced it.
Hockey, did you poop? The best part is completely unrelated. Right after I did it, Rosie goes, "Oh my!"
I legit thought Rosie heard it because he just went, "My God!"
That's what he said. Yeah,
it's like it sounded like Rosie just saw Godzilla.
I'm sorry to mean to interrupt.
Hockey farts are always fodder for entertainment.
Yeah, and it's usually the smell of them, but this one was more about the audio quality of the fart. So good for Hockey for diversifying.
And you know, Max went with the Dr. Dre reference. I mean, he could have gone all about that bass. You know, there are lots of different directions you could go with a hockey fart joke.
That's true. And coming in, our number one quote from not Chris Hockey this time, but fan favorite Martin Moistu with insult for meat sauce.
Meat sauce, can I ask you a question? Yeah. You ever thought about this? Let me just ask you a question. Is this meat sauce?
Yeah, it's meat sauce.
This is Martin Moistu. I'm an NFL draft expert.
Yeah, I know.
If you ran your body like you ran your mouth, you wouldn't be such a fat ass.
I love that one. I will say, when Martin Moistu is on, honestly, the names are my second favorite thing about it. The insults to meat sauce are by far my favorite. It's so funny. It makes me crack up every time how thoroughly annoyed Martin Moistu gets with sauce.
Yes. And the names of the players and the names that he calls meat sauce and Zach and Corey and everybody. It's just nonstop. My quotes radar is on high alert when Martin's on the show.
Brilliant. Well, those were three great quotes. And like you said, from three different people.
Yeah. Unfortunately, to interrupt our show, we do have another live score update for the Wild game. The Wild are now down 3-1 early in the second period.
All right. Early in the second, down 3-1. Still plenty of time to avenge that 30-1 shot that they are.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right. Well, you know, I thought you were going to snipe me in quotes notes because, you know, we got to do a Zach snack every week. Quotes of the week, not quotes notes. But we got to do our Zach snack. And I thought this could have been a candidate for quote of the week. But here we go.
But it did eventually. I had a scab on there. I did have a scab.
Jeez,
that's not the first one.
Did you pick it?
Yeah.
Good thing Dracula wasn't around.
I did not. And let me tell you, do you know how much time I had to say, I swear to God, I got hit with a baseball.
It's not what you think.
Did you? Did you have to walk around with like cones around your hands
so
you
wouldn't?
Oh, Zacko, that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you next week.
Oh, yeah, that was the vision. Again, I love quotes that paint a visual. That one, absolutely. I have the visual of Hockey walking around in shame with cones on his hands.
Trying to lick them, or I'm not even sure. But yes, that is a funny visual.
Oh, that was brilliant. Well done, Zachary. And speaking of Zach Halvorsen, we're going to go down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
And revisit the eclipse from 2017. Now, we're kind of doing an eclipse show. So I think, you know, I think this is kind of a tradition now. So like the next eclipse, we'll have to do something to honor the next eclipse. If there's an eclipse every 7 years, you're the math guy. What would you call something that happens once every 7 years?
I call that a common man show prep.
All right, perfect. All right, so that's about what we're doing here with our eclipse show. We're going to revisit the Zach visit to the eclipse in 2017. He came to my neck of the woods, St. Joseph, Missouri, just about 30 minutes up the road from where I am. And he had a great time getting here.
I like stories like this, too. The eclipse.
Ooh.
Science, right? The universe. Science. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And Zach Halvorsen is in the path of totality. Zach, how long did you drive to get down? Where are you? Missouri or something like that?
Yes, St. Joseph, Missouri. And it was a seven-hour trek down here. But you know what? Hopefully it's going to be worth it. Hopefully we're going to see something cool this afternoon. We got here about 7 o'clock last night. Watched a movie, hung out in this this campground area that it's not really even a campground, where basically it's just some company that's hosting a fundraiser, and people are all parking in their parking lot and, you know, getting their campers out and tents and everything, and talking with some people out here. Everybody's pretty excited. It's really weird in this small town to have this many people in there, but it's looking to be, should be a fun day.
For your sake, driving 7 hours to get there, I'm hoping that it's clear skies right now.
Yeah, no, it's not. It is. There's clouds in the sky, so this is looking like not a good situation as of right now. But I'm not a praying man, but I'm really gonna try hard for these skies to clear up.
I want some clarification. So you're saying, yeah, you may have driven 7 hours to see a cloudy sky.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly it's going to look like if there is clouds, because I know part of this is basically the sky gets dark, you know, once the moon goes in front of the sun. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that if there is clouds, at least we get to kind of have that effect where all of a sudden it just gets dark, and at least something. But, you know, at least I guess I got to see the Iowa State Fair out of
it. Cool. That's cool, Zach. Hey, you know.
Oh, yes. Nothing. Nothing like driving several hours to potentially see something or see nothing, as Zach Halvorsen did.
And I feel like AJ knew the answer to the question that he was about to ask there. He was looking for the joke.
Yeah, I definitely think so. They did a good job setting him up, and Zach, of course, delivered. Now, the second clip I love so much because it takes a completely different turn, and it's something that, like, when people come to this part of the country, they definitely honor this tradition.
Most importantly, you did tweet a photo of a Waffle House. Did you partake?
Not yet. I'm saving that kind of as a possible consolation if we don't get to see it, just to kind of eat my sorrows away. But yep. No, we're definitely I'm literally looking at it right now, and it's been staring at me in the face this entire evening. So I'm looking forward to partaking after the eclipse on the way out of town.
Yes, I love it. you gotta hit the wall. Like I can just see Zach, like, you know, one tear rolling down the cheek as he's staring out his hotel room window, just admiring the Waffle House in the distance.
And I'm just imagining that if this was during the superstar years, that when they started talking about Waffle House, he would have probably fallen off his chair.
Or there would have been a son of a bitch. One or the other. Yeah, like when Hussey and his wife came down here, we ate at the old Waffle House. Smitty, have you ever eaten at a Waffle House?
I have not. I haven't experienced the hype.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think they have them in DC, so I don't think that'll be an option for you and your son. But it's so funny because it's very, like, you know, not the complete opposite of fine dining, but at the same time, there's something magical about a Waffle House.
Sounds kind of like the International House of Pancakes for me. That's kind of my go-to.
Just a little bit like that. Exactly. So, all right. Well, I got one last audio clip here, and this one takes a little bit of an interesting turn.
Is this like a Woodstock or chicks like down to party for the eclipse?
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you, there is a definite party atmosphere. People are drinking out here, especially the women. Craigslist is filled with people looking to have certain kinds of fun during the eclipse to perhaps create alien children. It's really cool. But the women are very, very confused.
Just maybe you find a gal and just go, look, this is probably the last time in our lives we're going to be able to watch an eclipse together. So why not? Right. Let's just max this out. Right? Let's have the most fun possible. Yep. Try that line, see if it works. Let me know.
I will do that. And considering the way these clouds are, it might actually be darker in that elevator than it might be out here, unfortunately.
You're going to get a tan.
Oh, it's so great. I love it. Enjoy your adventure, Zach. Enjoy being young. Congratulations.
Fun, thanks, guys.
All right, see you, brother. Bye.
There he goes.
So, clearly, this was recorded well before Zach made a certain announcement during a certain segment on a certain Friday morning show.
Yeah, that was interesting. He never directly said anything. He didn't lose any feminine pronouns. He said maybe he'd look for someone or something like that. I especially like the quote at the end where he said that, or someone said that Zach is going to get a tan at this eclipse viewing.
Exactly. That's brilliant. Oh, so good. So yes, there's your little trip down memory lane with Zach attending the 2017 solar eclipse. That's really one of my very, very, very first memories of Zach. One of my very first memories of Martin Moisciu, of course, was laughing my ass off. And, Martin's got that, you know, a lot of times you can kind of take the draft a little bit lightly. You can have a little bit of fun with it. But this year is very serious for the Vikings. I mean, you know, everything's on the line this year. We don't have a starting quarterback. We got lots of holes to fill. We got two first round draft picks. I mean, there's a lot riding on this season. And, you know, thank God that we've got a draft resource like Martin Moisciu at our disposal to recommend some names, really put some things on the radar. You know, it's none of this BS mock drafts you see from everybody else. Martin has the true answers. And Smitty, I know that I know there's a guy you like. Let's hear Martin break down Padiddle the Twink.
Out of East Angola State. Great player, big dude. Ladies and gentlemen, write it down. You got a pen?
Yeah, we do.
You write this down in ink. Padiddle the Twink. Padiddle the Twink. Now, Padiddle, big dude. He likes, you know, they said in high school, they knew because he was always bending over that he was going to be a natural center. And he is. Padiddle is his nickname, but his name is Padiddle the Twink.
How do you spell that last name?
Yeah.
D-A, oh my God.
Last name.
You can't spell the twink.
Tell us a
sorry,
bit more
I guess
about,
I'm caught my.
Can you tell us a little more about the twink's body type? Like, is he thick and girthy phone. Or is he.
Who's tickling you?
Oh, my cellmate.
What's his name?
I can't tell you. He tells me that he knows you guys. God, I want to go for a joke that'd get me real fired and make me feel bad.
You're already in jail.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I could get out of here eventually, but not if I say these words.
Martin, when he was on the show, he got interrupted, and people were asking him just idiotic questions, so he didn't really get to go in depth. But I did a really deep dive into Mr. Padiddle de Twink. I investigated. John Bonus asked the question about his girthiness, and Padiddle is in fact quite girthy. In fact, from a distance, he even looks like a Twinkie. The legend around campus has it. I don't know if you've heard this, but Padiddle wasn't even on the team yet, but Coach McStankfist, that's the head football coach there at East Ahola State, just saw this kid and he asked him what his name was when the quarterback just happened to be walking by. And so Padiddle bent over and said his name, Padiddle de Twink, and the quarterback got a little confused and he tried to Padiddle his twink, and Coach McStankfist just recognized perfect chemistry right then and there. This guy was meant to be a center. Padiddle, he's got some quantifiable immeasurables. And this dude's hand span, man, his hand span plus his wingspan, if this guy turns his body parallel to the defender, he can block pass rushers anywhere within 12 yards. You can take that to the bank.
I think I'm going to take that directly to the bank. That is the kind of guy that we are absolutely looking for on this team. And excellent analysis on your part. Now, there's another guy that really interests me.
I got my last one. Now, you guys need a running back. A back that runs with the football. Am I right?
Yeah, we do.
Now, this name is way too far. But he's a running back that I need to tell you guys about. And he can't help. The name is Mom and Daddy gave him.
Okay.
Straight out of Ansonia High School, because he couldn't make the grades to go to college or junior college or technical school or even his senior year of high school. Straight out of Ansonia High School, a running back. He's 5'2", 388 pounds, runs a 4.140. He's a damn medical marvel. Are you ready for this name?
Yeah.
Please tell my mom and dad I love them, and I thank everybody for listening to me. All these 22 years on the Power Trip Morning Show has been fun, and I appreciate every moment of it. Tune in to the Sports and George from Jail podcast. Peace on my face. Running back out of Ansonia High School, peace on my face.
Of course, I'm talking about peace on my face. Just those dimensions, that body type, you don't get somebody that size, what, 5'2", like 380, that runs a 4.140. I mean, you've got to invest that guy. And clearly peace on can definitely take the punishment. You know, that's one of the things that a good back has to be able to do is take a lot of punishment. And there's no doubt that this guy can take quite a bit of punishment when he's in there. He's like a bowling ball. He's just in and out everywhere, up and down, all over the place. Whether it's any part of his body, really. I mean, I think the key thing with him, is the vision. I think no matter what gets into his eyes, it doesn't matter. He's still going to have the vision to find those holes, to shoot those gaps. And you can throw anything at him, really. I mean, you name it, throw it at him, throw it at his face, put it in his eyes. He is still going to find those holes and score the touchdowns. I'm a huge fan of Peace on My Face.
Do you think Ben Lieber would maybe think anything about Peace on by his back also?
Potentially. I think that's definitely the case. Do you have one more player that you're interested in?
Yeah, I do. I've got one more player here.
Let me tell you about somebody else. Now, this is somebody I know you guys have talked to, because I've heard that you guys have already worked him out. You've had him in to work him out. He's a safety out of the Texas Mexus University, Tamponia Heavy Flow.
Hey, Martin. I know your prison gives you, quote, outdoor time at 9:01. I would ask if you could have outdoor time at 8:55 this morning.
You like? Well, I can ask him, but let me tell you something. Here's something that I've learned, and let me tell you, if you guys ever go to jail, let me tell you something. The people here who run this joint don't take kindly to suggestions. Let me just say that.
Is that right?
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't been walking right since December. I ain't going to lie to you. And they, do you want a more? Hold on 1 second. Larry, could you just stop for 5 seconds? Put it away. Put it away. Put it away. Okay, keep it out. But just put it over there. All right.
And of course, yes, Tamponia Heavy Flow, who of course comes from Texas Mexis University. I'm telling you, Tamponia is bloody athletic. This guy is what coaches call the perfect midfield safety, or PMS for short. Tamponia can be counted on. This dude can plug any hole in your defense. The only problem with Tamponia Heavy Flow is that he has an off game, probably once about every 28 days. He gets bloated. He has cramping. Well, and let's just say, Heavy Flow is going to Heavy Flow every once in a while. So that's my breakdown of Tamponia.
Now, are you worried that, you know, he might reach a certain age and just no longer have the same effectiveness?
That could be true, but I think you're looking. He would have to have a really long career before you could count on that that shortcoming going away.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's probably true. I'm willing to take him in his prime. And, yes, excellent. Excellent selection there. Now, between Tamponia, Pisan, and Padiddle, which one do you think the Vikings should use their first-round picks? Right now we've got picks 11 and 23. I mean, what's the most important of those three? You know, give me two of the three that we should spend first-round picks on.
Well, that's tough. I think, honestly, you might combine both of your picks. If you wait until pick 11, all three of these guys might be gone. I think maybe you bundle our two first-round picks and try to trade up. And I mean, any one of the three, but I feel like Padiddle DeTwink is a early first-round talent.
Yeah, I think so, too. Sometimes running backs will slide a little bit, you know, and, you know, God forbid he gets a urinary tract infection or something like that. You know, maybe he ends up on some kind of injured list and slides a little bit. So, yeah, I think maybe we try to get Pisan in the second round and hope he's still there, because, my God, we got to get all three of these guys on our roster.
It would be a lot of fun at the party if you got the whole crowd of Rubes just chanting, "Peace on my face. Peace on my face."
Oh, absolutely. They might chant that without the draft. You never know. So, all right. Excellent draft analysis. And thank you, Martin Moistu, for some brilliant recommendations.
And ready to predict. Hockey's got questions all lined up. We've waited for this day since last year. Thursday night football is back in town. The Packers are hideous and mostly inbred. I cannot wait to predict stuff with Mark Rosen.
Oh.
So get horny. I mean, hockey's horny. Are you ready for the predictors?
You've already done this, Bill.
And the Packer ass kicking. Don't forget about the predictors.
All right. Quotes, notes, Smitty. I'm going to let you go first. And I actually put one on your agenda because I want you to recap the TI show that you attended.
Well, it was great. So TI, it's only an hour away for us. So actually, Mrs. Zoom and I drove down there on Thursday night for the fun and games. Tons of people were there. We saw lots of our friends. I'm sure I'll leave some people off of my list here, but we saw Corey.
Don't care.
Button Bar was there.
Don't care.
Hussey Van was there with his lovely bride. And
don't care about Hussey Van. Care about his bride.
Al and Lisa. I'm not sure which one of those you care about. And then, of course, Jeff and Sherry. And again, I'm sure there's some other people that I'm not thinking of right now, but they just played lots of games. The Thursday night game, it's not broadcast. It wasn't even on iHeart. They played some games that they were just a lot of fun. There was one that I hadn't seen before because I wasn't able to make it the year before, but kind of each of the five people participating chose just random 10 rubes from the audience, and they brought them all up. So there's 50 people on this stage, and then they blindfolded Marnie, which I'm not sure if you know where this is going, but they blindfolded Marnie and asked her kind of a one or the other, kind of a would you rather type of a question. Would you rather spend 10 hours in a car with Mark Rosen or 2 hours in a closet with Paul Allen, or, you know, something crazy like that. And then before she made her choice, all the people on the stage would move to one side or the other. And then when she made her choice, the people who chose right would stay. Everyone else went down, and they just kept going back and forth until there was only one person standing, and that person won a prize. That was a lot of fun. They played a newlywed game. And at first I raised my hand wanting to participate, but then one of the questions that they asked was, what would your spouse say is her physical feature that she is most embarrassed about? And at that point, I was very glad that I was not participating, because I enjoy being married and I would like to keep it that way as long as possible.
That's brilliant.
So yeah, lots of fun and games. And then I drove out again the next morning for the Friday show, and that was just fantastic. I was a little bit worried on the way down that they were going to be talking nonstop about the Glenn Taylor news with the Timberwolves, and they brought it up and talked about it a little bit, but obviously the focus was the initials major. And it was really competitive. You know, Zach had a great game. He got a lot of those answers after just one or two clues. But Creasel had a huge start, a big lead, and he came in strong at the end. I will mention that if I had been playing, I wouldn't have won, but Zach would have, because a lot of the questions that I would have gotten right were the ones that Creasel got. So Zach would have ended up winning if I had been playing.
Well, he should have just rigged that wheel I guess it was the QR thing. He should have rigged the QR thing and let you play.
Yeah, there we go, Zach. Next time. Oh, and then one other thing I'll mention. On my way back out of town, of course, right next to Red Wing there, I had to stop by Hannish Bakery and got a whole bunch of delicious pastries to bring back to the family. So thanks to Billy and the crew over there at the bakery. That was a great ending to my TI experience.
Fantastic. I would love to get there someday. Hopefully I can make that happen someday. Sounds amazing. Well, you're going from TI to, which is kind of like the preview to the Vegas show, to Vegas. So I think that's your next item.
Yeah. Boy, it's a packed month for me. And once again, I'm just going to do some name dropping. A lot of the people that I mentioned before, but our gal pal Mallory and her husband Brandon are going to be out there. We're hoping that our actor buddy Spencer is going to maybe join us for a little bit. We'll see if Ryan can sneak us into any hidden underground MMA fights or something like that. But the fun thing about these Vegas trips is you just never quite know what to expect. You know, we'll probably go out for a nice dinner. But it was just today on Thursday that they were reminiscing about some of the old Vegas trips and, Zach's first coming out party at that Vegas trip, I think in 2019, the whole lot of fantastic girls. She was out at TI also. She wasn't quite as drunk as she was back in Vegas. And I think Betts, that's when I first met you and Dave, back when Dave was the Power Trip Quotes. And I think it was at that first Vegas trip that I was at that I met you guys, and just all the mystery and all the fun that's going to happen in the next week. We're really looking forward to it.
Should be a lot of fun. You guys will absolutely have a blast. And yes, hopefully Ryan can prove once again why he belongs on Corey's Heist team.
We shall see. And then one other quotes note I've got is just one of the recent additions to the show. Earlier this week, Chris Hockey, he was doing this movie trailer reviews. And at first I thought it was just a regular one, but then of course it was Mark Rosen in the Furiosa, and Hockey had edited some sound bites in there, and I was laughing at that. And I thought, you know what? I bet I could put together something like that. I could get some clips. And well, Chris Hockey did that job for me on Thursday's show. He came back and it was Mark Rosen in Pulp Fiction. So this Rosie in the movies, I hope it's a long running bit, because boy, did it make me laugh this week. Did you enjoy those?
Oh yeah, those are classic. It's almost like sort of like the Mark Rosen press conference bit that we do. But yeah, it's fun to drop Rosie lines in different places. And I think there's probably an unlimited supply of material out there. So hopefully we'll get quite a few of these more in the future.
Any notes from you, Bets?
Indeed, I just have one. It was about the new guest today, Anna, the aspiring sports reporter from St. Cloud. I found it very interesting that apparently she hates Ben. Not only did she insult his home state of South Dakota without realizing Ben was from South Dakota, because she basically said, "I'll go anywhere for a job in the sports industry." Well, except, you know, the Dakotas, with Ben sitting right next to her. Not only did she do that, but then she also did this earlier.
Well, I was actually born in South Korea. So I'm adopted from South Korea.
Gotcha.
Is that you too, Ben?
Well, my mom's South Korean. Oh. Yeah.
So you're half South.
I'm half.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, the tone of that was, to me, that was very, very insulting, because she was like, "Oh, so you're half? Okay. Like, yeah, like, you're not good enough to be full South Korean. You're only half." So, yeah, just the tone of that just struck, like, when I was listening live to that, I was like, she just kind of sounds like, well, a little bit dismissive of Ben because he's only half Korean.
Yes, I just imagined her. I she probably almost said, "Oh, yeah, half Korean? That's cute."
Yeah, exactly. So, very, very, very interesting start with Ben. We'll see if she ever runs into Ben again. My guess is she's not getting an invite to Twin Cities Live anytime soon. So, it was very interesting, especially when the Dakota stuff fell later. I was like, "Wow, she is." Is she going to bring up the 09 championship at this point? Good Lord! All right. Well, end of the show. So I think we're going to do some joke news. I think we each just have one this week. So, Smitty, why don't you go ahead and go first this week?
All right, will do. Well, I just read in Paris, France, waiters and waitresses competed in a 2-kilometer race. They have to run while carrying a tray filled with food and beverages without spilling them. This race used to be a tradition, but it hasn't been run in more than a decade. Now, some people say that they're bringing this back as a way to ramp up the spirit of competition before this upcoming Summer Olympic Games. But in reality, this was the only way that they could adequately prepare the servers of Paris to keep up with the vacationing meat sauce.
I wondered when it was a story about Paris if sauce was going to somehow intertwine, and indeed he did. So well done. All right. Well, I've just got one this week as well. Insect news. The periodical cicadas that are about to infest two parts of the United States are being ravaged by a sexually transmitted disease. The STD, a fungus, turns the cicadas into zombies and causes their private parts to fall off. In an effort to differentiate between the species, the uninfected population will now be referred to as dickcadas. You 100% thought this was going to be a hockey joke, didn't you?
Whenever there's genitals involved, I think about hockey.
There's your quote of the year right there. So. Oh, brilliant. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be off for a little while, but we'll basically stay right on schedule because I'm going to publish everything right on schedule. But yeah, you've got a lot of adventures. So I wish you and your son a great trip out to DC, and then obviously a great trip to you and all of our listeners out in Vegas. Hope you all win. I know you all won't, but I hope you all win. So. Hopefully somebody comes back with a fun story or two about a winning jackpot. But yeah, in the meantime, Smitty, where can they find you at?
Well, as always, if you're looking for bad photoshopping and other power trip wit, at Smitty on Twitter. Otherwise, if you just want quotes related content, at Power Trip Quotes, also on Twitter. And my name is Hames.
Brilliant. I'm, of course, at Power Trip Bets on Twitter, PT Bets on Instagram, at Power Trip Bets on TikTok. If you're getting ready for that Bet the Road Team TikTok that I'll be delivering in about 2 weeks. And I will also say the Masters is next week. So good luck to you guys out in Vegas. Hope you get your Masters tickets in and watch. And I will tell you, I've got Jake Knapp at 350-1. That's your little tip. Jake Knapp. I will be cheering for him like I've cheered for no other golfer in the history of my golf betting career. So go, Jake, and have a great trip, everyone. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.